Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, deplorable patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the weekly podcast, and this is going to be a different, unique podcast because we are just coming in from T-Rex 2023, our 3-day simulated emergency nationwide grid-down communications training exercise. And well, we're pretty smoked, like all of you out there. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. I'll just kind of hit some of the highlights. A little foggy headed, but it was a great, great exercise. So thank you to all of you who participated, who supported, who handled and passed radio traffic in this simulated nationwide grid down emergency. We had 20 pieces of what we call preloads. These are inject traffic that helps build the scenario, which is predetermined and injected by volunteer radio operators at certain points of the exercise to enhance the realism and support the timeline and the flow of this simulated emergency. So there was a lot involved. There were a lot of people involved, hundreds of participants across the country, many more that we don't even know about because there are a lot of folks who have worked with their local mutual assistance group or prepper group or local networks, and they simulated grid down, and they tuned in, they got the reports, they acted like this was real. And what would we do? What would we do if this were real? What type of actions would we take? And they have an opportunity to, you know, practice with their equipment. So the exercise ended today at noon Pacific, and I just want to share a few things with you, some of the highlights. First of all, I will say kudos to all the operators who tenaciously, persistently kept working and driving forward when we were faced with the most challenging, difficult band conditions, propagation conditions due to a series of coronal mass ejections, solar flares, that took place throughout the week, increased intensity right up to the beginning of the exercise, and gave us one double punch after another going into the exercise. There were HF radio blackouts for hours at a time when no one could communicate with anyone. Of course, we're all grid down. No internet, no cell phones, no support. You start to feel pretty darn lonely and and alone. And so it's exciting when you finally see somebody's signal. You see their call sign and somebody puts out a small report. But nonetheless, a lot of traffic still was passed. A lot of information was collected, and the signal centers at National, which is located in the American Redoubt, and then the Eastern SIGSEN, that's your signal center, teams of folks that put together all the information flowing in, and they build a intelligence product called an executive summary at least once a day to put out to the network and anybody who's tuning in to get an understanding of what's going on. This is our news. This is the answer to the question that so many people have around the world in grid down emergencies. What's going on? What's the news when they can't get any news? And that's what Ameron trains for. So I will read the very first executive summary that was put out, and that was put out by the Eastern Sig Sen. They did a great job. We put one of these out at National on the west side and one at the eastern side. And it's a collection of intelligence gathered or information gathered through all of these situation reports. And then that's turned into, like I said, an intelligence product in the form of a AMRON intelligence brief or an executive summary, which is a compilation of everything and what it means to us. So that's where the analysis of the information takes place. So it started off with this, what if it were true news, WIWT news breaking early Friday morning. This is what it said. This is what set the stage for it. Washington, D.C., WIWT News, breaking news. National security officials have issued an increased terror threat warning based on newly assessed intelligence reports related to an unspecified, quote-unquote, imminent threat. Military personnel have been called back to their bases and leave has been canceled until further notice. Additionally, military bases and government agencies have been ordered to increase security. White House personnel are being moved to an alternate location, and a press release is expected sometime over the weekend. When asked about what instructions might be issued to the civilian population for their safety, White House officials stated only that there is no cause for the public to be alarmed and that these were only temporary precautionary measures. Then, 2 hours later, the lights went out. So that leaves all of us with what's going on, what's happening, and why is the power out, and when will it come back? Well, that's when we begin taking to the airwaves, and you start to assess exactly what it is that's going on. What's the size and scope of this? Is this just your neighborhood, your town, the part of the state that you're in, your region? Is this half the country or the whole country or all of North America? Well, you really don't know. So we have what are called stat reps, status reports, that people can report to give a snapshot of what's going on at their location. Their power's out. My cell phone's out. My internet is out. The roads are passable. Crime is not a problem yet. There's no fuel because there's no electricity. Well, this gives an opportunity for all these stations to begin reporting using a mode that we use called JS8 call and a program that was written by one of our own AMRON core operators called, this program is called ComStat, Communications Stat Rep Reporting, which maps out as stations are reporting in, it automatically places a pin on the map where they're reporting from and then a visual dashboard representing the situation on their at their location or another location that they're reporting for in red, yellow, or green. Green is all good. Yellow is some disruptions, and red means this service is out. This is completely disrupted, or there's a major emergency situation problem with it. So by the end of the exercise, according to the latest report that we have from Papa Romeo Whiskey, who is kind of our data manager for this, 260 stat reps have been reported. And we've got several other stations yet to still report their data. So more will be added to this. So very impressive. Great job, AMRON. 260 status reports from all across the country were submitted over the course of the exercise. Now, some of these are, an operator might send one every day. So there's three there for one person. But what was also interesting was to see the progression of this, where they had a couple, two or three things that were red, power, cell phone, internet, and then progressively, as you scroll up through the visual dashboard, you start to see turning more and more red as time went on. It was very interesting, but great exercise. So I have some samples of some of these reports that began coming in Friday afternoon. And here's one that was submitted from Southern Idaho on Friday. Over the Aries repeater, there was an announcement that at least five wildfires were burning in the vicinity of Idaho City outside of Boise, Idaho. A radio operator that lives up there reported that they are issuing evacuation orders. Shelters are being set up in Boise at schools and churches. Check your local news for locations. The fires are spreading rapidly due to heat and winds. These are three separate witnesses reported seeing a silver Toyota RAV4 with two Maoistani appearing males who were in the area before the fires started. Authorities are asking people to report these men or their vehicle to law enforcement. Now, the Maoistan is the fictional country who has been sneaking saboteurs across our southern borders, and they went operational on Friday. There were numerous reports across the West from Arizona, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho of multiple wildfires that were set by arson, and these Maoistani nationals seen in several of these areas. Now, throughout the exercise, there are many other events that took place. Amtrak derailments, the shooting of electrical substations with rifles, cutting of fiber optic lines, and derailings of trains, and then bio attacks with some unknown chemical being dispersed at a grain silo, so targeting the food, and also water at a water reservoir. So There were 19 and a total of 20 preloaded inject traffic issued across the country. And so these began revealing, as more information comes in, you begin to put the picture together of just what's happened, what's the size and scope of the event, what's the cause of the event. And in one case in New York, a Maoistani male with a scoped rifle at a electrical substation was taken into custody. And in his car, they found a GPS, amateur radio equipment, maps with targets marked on the map of internet, fiber optic cable service points, other electrical substations in New York and Pennsylvania. Well, later on that day or the next, early the next morning, another Maoistani saboteur was arrested in Northwest Washington State, also found with maps, radio communications equipment, and so on. In three different cases, these Maoistani teams of two or single individual males were arrested, and other sightings and witnesses. So it begins to paint this picture why our internet is out, why our power is out, and then also other attacks to create chaos like wildfire, which uses resources and it creates panic and destruction of property and so on. And we had a couple of small plots, I guess, built in, where a medevac plane went missing. It had nothing to do with you know, being attacked. It just, it had a patient that needed surgery, and they had to make an emergency landing, and with no conventional communications, they had no way of coordinating with the surgeon that was in a follow-on flight to let him know where they are. So without going into all the details of that, The radio communications took place. We were able to coordinate to get the surgeon relocated to where the patient had been relocated due to this flight emergency. And so that was one subplot. Another subplot where a hospital's generator fuel tank had been pilfered. Their fuel had been stolen. They have just a couple of days left of fuel. And later on, in another state, you've got a guy who owns a fuel trucking company with trucks loaded with fuel that's willing to donate it up to 500 miles if it's needed for an emergency. So coordination took place to get these two parties connected with each other and coordinating getting this fuel to this hospital. So there were subplots built in with the larger plot. Along with, you know, attacks on food, attacks on rail with Amtrak derailments, and multiple wildfires. Then there was a massive explosion on Saturday at the port of Los Angeles, which in subsequent reports, with radiation levels being reported as increasing dramatically, we begin to learn that it was a dirty bomb attack. So the... There's a lot more to this that I don't have time to get into, but let's just say it was a really, really great exercise. And there were reports that began coming out about people using others' ham radio call signs, and there was even a little test, an authentication test. Maybe I'll do a debrief on that at a later time. That was very cool. And finally, the exercise ended when the government, through the military auxiliary radio service, MARS, began passing along the word to all ham operators that ham radio would be banned at a certain point, which would be noon Pacific on Sunday, because of the suspicion that the Maoistanis are coordinating with each other. After the communications were taken down, they're using amateur radio to communicate with each other. So the government puts a ban on it, tells everybody to halt amateur radio use until further notice. And so we ended the exercise that way. And so it was a lot of fun. It was exciting, and there was a lot of stuff going on. Plus, very, very difficult communications conditions. I do want to share, there's also a real world situation report came in right after we closed the exercise. And so I want to share that with you right now because it is real world. But of course, we're reporting arson, wildfires, and so on. Well, there are actually real world wildfires in the West right now, including Oregon, not too far from one of the fires in our scenario. Now, of course, the scenario was planned long ago, so this is purely coincidental, but let me put this out. Because we annotated all of our training exercise traffic with exercise, 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 three times across the top and the bottom, or one or the other, to let everyone know this is training. Well, I got word through, you know, an internet app that the sit rep was here, that it's real. And so this was put out at 7:23, 22:30 Zulu. So that would have been about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. I have to do the math. In Klamath Falls, Oregon, this is a new incident. Salem, Oregon is where this is coming out of, from KDRV.com. Updated at 9:40 a.m. on Sunday. Level 3, go now. Evacuations have been updated for the Golden Fire. This is one of the real world fires, no kidding, fires that's taking place in Oregon. Golden Fire, 11 miles north of Bonanza. People in Oregon, you know where these areas are. Level 3, evacuations, leave now. Areas east of Highway 140, south of Polar Bear Lane, and north of Keno Springs Road. Acreage, 2,000 acres. Containment, 0%. So that's a real-world sit rep that came in right on the heels of us closing the training exercise. And what's cool about that is there's just a lot of radio operators on the air. Now, the band conditions were so horrible, there were blackouts for long lengths of time, great lengths of time. But and then it would come in. It would come back in for several hours, and we had great communications with each other. and then it would fade back out. So this came in right at the right time when the bands were open and lots of radio operators were on the air. So you'd be safe there if you are in those areas described there in Oregon with these wildfires. There are several of them, and red flag warnings being put out all over the West now because of high winds and just optimum conditions for wildfire. So now I want to share this. This is going to be a relatively short show, I think. This is my intent. But I have this running traffic reader that as messages came in, I just copied and pasted them one after another as in the order that they came in. So it makes for very interesting reading. It's quite the story. It'd make a good book or a good TV episode anyway. But I want to share with you our, the intelligence product that we put out from the signals centers. And this one was put out by the Eastern SIGSEN, and it follows a basic model for us helping to understand what we're looking at, to make sense of it, and then convey that, compile it into a consolidated report, an intelligence report that we can then kick out to the whole network so everyone has a really good overview of what's going on, what to expect in the future, and, you know, to make sense of it all. So this came from, and this was authenticated properly. We have an authentication system established from the Eastern SIGSEN as of 2023-0722, which is July 22nd at 00330 Zulu. So Greenwich Mean Time, Zulu time, it's like 30 minutes past midnight in Greenwich, England. So it starts off the first category, key judgments. So these are the main top points right off the bat, kind of like your bottom line up front. First, an unknown event or series of events has impacted public infrastructure nationally, causing widespread outages to commercial power, internet, and conventional comms. So if a radio operator was, or somebody with a shortwave radio was tuned in, and they've got digital mode software downloaded, which is free, and they begin getting this report, this helps them understand the scope. This is nationwide. Everybody's without commercial power, internet, and conventional comms. This would help somebody understand who's grid down and doesn't know why, and nobody in town has phone service. Let you know this is not just your town. This is not just your part of your state. This is something else, and it's good to know. Secondly, there is potential. This is deliberate action by Maoistanian nationalists. Next, while maintaining there is no threat, government personnel have taken steps to increase their own security posture. Next, AMRON members are conducting nets on Schedule 1 according to the signals operating instructions and monitoring persistent nets as power allows. That's your off-grid power. Next category is the summary. Beginning at this certain date time group at 16:35 Zulu on Friday, and proceeding to the current Eastern SIGSEN has been in a grid down scenario with loss of power, internet, and conventional comms. Reports from operators indicate similar scenarios in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, India, Indiana, Kansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Carolina, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and West Virginia. I didn't count them up, but that's a lot of states. Those are the states that had reported that they received reports of the same loss of power, loss of commercial communications, and internet. Judging from current reports, power, communications, and travel are the most significantly disrupted, with some reports indicating increasing civil unrest and looting. This event followed the issuance of an increased terror threat warning related to an unspecified imminent threat and action to increase security at military bases and government agencies. An AMRON operator observed increased activity and heavy security on the road to Mount Weather, FEMA underground COOP site for high-level military and congressional members. Earlier in Rochester, New York, police responded to shots fired near a power substation. One Maoistani male suspect fled with a scoped rifle. Recovered from a vehicle at the scene was a satellite phone, amateur radio gear, and a map with multiple substations and fiber optic service locations in New York and Pennsylvania. And then the next category of this intelligence report, called an executive summary, is substantiation. This is the listing of your sources of information. This is to substantiate your key findings and your summary. And so you can go back and you can find these reports, because they're logged at the signal centers, so that we can go back and retrieve these and maybe look at more deeper information from one report to the next, or pass out along to someone else. For example, you get a local sheriff saying, "Hey, what was that one report about, you know, this thing that happened in my county? Could I get a copy of that?" Sure, we could go back, we could pull it up, we can get it to somebody who needs to maybe know more details in that report than just the aggregated version. The next category is potential threats being monitored. Terrorist activity. Maoistani attacks on targets, particularly infrastructure supporting power, internet, and conventional comms. Next potential threat monitoring is weather. Increased potential for heat-related injuries due to loss of power and air conditioning. And civil. Expected increase civil unrest as impacts compound. The scope of the event. The next category, scope, is nationwide outages impacting continental U.S. And of course, later, we added Canada to that when we started getting reports from our Canadian radio operators who were reporting the same conditions there. The next category, outlook. So the outlook is, with the potential of deliberate attacks on additional infrastructure, larger areas of impact are expected. As the extent of this event begins to reveal broader implications, one can expect increasingly hostile responses from the masses. As backup power sources fail, expect the loss of additional amenities and services, including sanitation, medical, food, and public water. Due to the potential threat of Maoistani activity, be alert and report suspicious actions. Eastern Sigsan will continue to operate under Schedule 1 SOI, Section 1.2. The next net will be Afternoon National Net. And then, further updates will be sent during scheduled nets as outlined. And that concluded that report. So as more and more of these situation reports were received, more information came in and helped us keep adding to this picture, adding more pieces to the puzzle. And each subsequent report just built on the previous reports. And that's what we were able to put out from the SIGSENs. And that was just one example. The Eastern SIGSEN did an outstanding job. Great crew, very professional, very capable and experienced radio operators. Of course, we find those across the AMRON network. Just great, great patriots. They love their country, and they have a heart to serve. And so it's just an honor to work with the people in AMRON who've just shown through so many times in real world events. We have our first hurricane of the year just been announced today, and AMRON has stood up for many things such as wildfires, hurricanes, floods, and civil unrest, and so on, to provide emergency communications when there's no other communications available. So a lot of great real-world experience under the belts of many of the members of AMRON, as well as many, many training exercises. I think this is year 11, 10 or 11 for T-Rexes. So really, really great deal. Good time had by all. And we're all tired. So we've got a lot of work to do this week as well. There'll be after action report formats that will be posted and sent out. And, now we start learning and improving and identifying areas, training and other areas in our procedures that need to be addressed, so we can keep improving and make things more efficient so we can be more effective. And that's my general overview. I'm sure I'm overlooking some things that would be really great to share. But I did want to keep this kind of short and at least show up, because it's so tempting after T-Rex to say, I'm too smoked, I can't do a podcast. But I wanted to at least share that with you guys, and I hope that you found it worthwhile to listen to. And if you do not have emergency communications, go to Ameron.com and learn more about staying informed and being able to inform others if we ever find ourselves in a real world, catastrophic, major, nationwide grid down event. There's not too many other places you're going to be able to get news and information. So, all right. Well, with that, I will go ahead and let you guys get back to your evening. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless the Republic 73, and good night. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.